assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling 702-455-3530. Supporting material may be provided to the board members for this meeting. May be requested from Tammy Harris at 702-298-0828. Supporting material is also available at the Clark County Department of Administrative Services, 500 South Grand Central Parkway, 6th floor, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89155. And also supporting material will be available on the Clark County website at clarkcountynv.gov/searchlight tab. And this meeting is also video recorded, and you can find that recording on YouTube under Searchlight tab or Searchlight Town Advisory Board. Board members, James Allen, Chair, Natalie Jeter, Vice Chair, Kayla McGinnis, Donna Moore, Kyle Myers, Secretary, Tammy Harris, County Liaison, Mark Moskowitz. Call to the meeting to order. Let's all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
No invocation this evening. Roll call. James Allen, present. Natalie Jeter.
Here.
Kayla McGinnis. Not present. Donna Moore. Not present. Kyle Myers.
Here.
Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on an individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name, address, spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or board by majority vote. Any public comments? Next item on the agenda, approval of minutes for May. I make the motion to approve these minutes. Do I have a second?
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Majority votes in favor. Approval of the next item is our approval of the agenda for June 11, 2025. Hold, combine, or delete any items for any possible action. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve the agenda for June 11th, 2025.
All second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item is approved. Informational items, receive a report from updates from the South County Liaison, Mark Moskowitz, regarding updates on the Memorial Day service at the Searchlight Community Cemetery and other updates from Clark County.
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to thank the community and the VFW and Joan Mesebrick for the Memorial Day service at the cemetery. I actually went to a few that day, and I would tell you Searchlight really has such a wonderful community. There was over, I want to say, 60 people there, so it was a really nice ceremony, and to have a remembrance, remember what Memorial Day stands for, and I just want to thank the community so for inviting me out there and being there on that day. One other quick update, I know we're starting to get into summer. I know it's starting to get a lot warmer. Just remember when it gets really warm that we have cooling stations available. We have some in Laughlin, and we also have some here. I know the library is a cooling station as well as our community center. So please, if your air is not working or it's hot, don't stay in your home. Please utilize our resources in the community to cool down. So, and also please check on your neighbors to make sure they're doing okay. I know we're in a few days of triple digit temperatures, so please stay safe. And with that, those are my updates.
Thank you, Mark. Next informational item, receive report from Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other crime concerns.
Hey, good evening, folks. My name is Sergeant Gallagher, G-A-L-L-A-G-H-E-R. Here to give you a report. So let's see here. Calls for service. Last year, we had 30 calls up here. This year, we had 27, so we're down 10%. Tick up a little bit from April. Traffic citations, we wrote 24. There were no DUIs, there were no battery domestic violence arrests, and there was one adult arrest. The majority of the calls appeared to be at the Terribles, calls for service, four of them there, and it could be a lot of things at that point, but that's our report for today.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Can I take a moment on a separate topic?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Last year I was here and I heard about some program that Kelly puts on. Kelly, you want to come on up here? She works with the 4-H group, and they take kids away, not away, I should say, but out for a camp, and gives them something to do. They work on STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, and if the families do the paperwork, they can send their kids with Kelly through the UNR extension for 3 days, and they get to get away and do some projects. You want to tell them a little bit about that?
So they do have archery, they have fine arts, they have music. It is a beautiful facility in Alamo. It's like a big lodge, and they have dormitories, and the kids meet kids from all over Las Vegas in the rural areas. We sent two of them last year, and they loved it, and they want to go back. The problem is with affordability is last year we had grants, and this year they don't. So all they have to do is fill out the paperwork to get a scholarship, and then there's minimal money left over for them to attend. And there are four kids that are interested in going. One of the camps is at the beginning of July, and the other camp is at the end of July, and it's preteen and teenagers.
So what we did at the station is we passed the hat, basically it is. And we could probably do the same thing here. And Judge, come on up here. We talked in concert or whatever, and we raised some money for these kids. And I think this is important because we all remember being young, and I didn't get to go to camp, you know what I mean? So I get it or whatever. So we just want to present you with a check. We got a check for like $250 here to send some kids. We got some other things coming up with the American Legion. We're going to go spread the word with them and try to help these kids out. And the same thing with Mark Moskowitz. If they have problems with the paperwork, Mark wants to kind of help. That's the problem for the parents or whatever it is. And then I'll let the judge jump in here. And we're just trying to help the community out, the kids.
Yeah. And also as well, I agreed to match whatever Metro was able to raise. So I give you this check also for my wife and I for $250 as well. For the kids, so I hope there's no children left behind.
Yes.
For this 4-H camp.
So now we get some kids. We gotta get some kids.
So if anybody knows any kids that need to get away for a couple of days, you can come see Kelly and help out doing stuff, and we can, if you want to come see Kelly later, look at, we got a guy stepping up here. Look at this.
Oh my goodness.
Right on. Thank you so much. If you want to see Kelly afterwards, let's just help the kids out. You don't need to give an opportunity, but thank you very much. Does anybody have any questions for Kelly?
We do help with transportation too, so that's our contribution is getting the kids there, and thank you to this awesome community for allowing that to happen. These kids are going to be very thrilled. Thank you so much. Oh, they catch a bus at our Paradise location. It's Windmill and Paradise. And so oftentimes the parents won't fill out the paperwork because they think the transportation is too hard. And so Devin and I have provided transportation to the bus, and then when the bus comes in, we bring them back home. So that's not a problem. If there's more than enough kids and we don't have room in our truck, I'll get a van. So that's how, I'm not worried about the drive. I'd rather drive this drive than drive into Las Vegas. So I'll drive Laughlin every single day. Don't mind at all.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Next informational item on the agenda, receive a report from Sergeant Tim Waller with Nevada Highway Patrol regarding activity and statistics during the last month and other public safety concerns.
Good evening. I'm doing the stats on behalf of Sergeant Tim Waller. It's Trooper Warrens. It's J-U-A-R-E-Z. So for the month of May, we had 503 traffic stops. We had 473 citations, 54 commercial inspections, and four crashes, zero fatals. And then we had one arrest for DUI. And for total contacts, we had 653. That's including motorist assist, abandoned vehicles, pedestrians, etc. Any questions, Marie?
Questions from the board? Public? All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Next informational item, receive a report from Judge Jeter with Justice Court regarding statistics and other activities during the past month.
Hello all again, this is Judge Jeter, I spell J-E-T-E-R, Certified Justice Court, Certified Justice of Peace. Last month I was able to introduce you to Melissa Vandoff. She's a new clerk that works in our courthouse. So she'll be taking over some of the duties as far as presenting the stats here. My schedule has been pretty busy as far as the courts are concerned. So she'll be taking over on Sunday, so we're going to bring her in just right.
Melissa Vandruff, V-A-N-D-R-U-F-F. So for searchlights, traffics that were filed in May, we have one juvenile citation, we had 227 civil citations, and 80 traffic misdemeanor citations for a total of 308 citations completed. Thank you.
All right, any questions from the public, from the board? Okay, thank you. Receive a report. Next informational item, receive a report from Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the status of the water system. Natalie, would you like to report, please?
So for the usage in May, it was 3.74 billion gallons, and in compared to May of 2025, it was 4.7 million gallons, an increase of 1 million gallons. And they said this is mostly due to the ongoing NDOT project, and there have been no major breaks or leaks to report. And the district rural system operators and customer care department continues to make proactive contact with customers. And they believe they may have, if their customers believe they may have any on-site leaks.
Thank you, Natalie. Next informational item, receive a report from Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of the wastewater system and water usage. Natalie? Okay.
So for May of 2025, they treated an average of 43,000 gallons per day. Compared to 2024, it was 42,000 gallons per day. For the difference in flow, it increased by 1,000 gallons per day from last year at this time. There were no sewer service complaints for the month of May, and there was one call before you dig, searchlight ticket that was received in May of 2025. There's a chart on the back that you can see for the influent monthly flow comparison.
Thank you, Natalie. Next informational item, receive a report from Kelly Lair, Southern Clark County Coordinator with UNR Extension, regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities.
I'm still speechless over the money. Hang on, I had to look at my notes. That was crazy. Once again, thanks to this community, we're gonna make some good things happen. Devin and I are offering a 6-week Lego Robotics Creatures of the Garden themed class. We're here at the library on Tuesdays from 3 to 4. We've had a pretty good turnout. We're expecting some more kids next week. We talked to a couple of the kids that are interested in the 4-H team camp. And so, like Jean had said, is that it's the hard part's getting the parents to fill out the paperwork. So if Mark and I can kind of facilitate that, that's what we're going to be doing the next week or two. Sometimes they're just either scared of the computer or time or the transportation. So we're gonna make this happen. We collaborated, I said last month, with Michelle. We brought pickleball here into the facility and the watercolor class for adults. Equipment has been supplied mainly for adults. Some of the kids have shown up. We encourage that because it's summer and it's something to do. So flyers on the back table for that. And then last month we had Dr. M.L. Robinson at the Laughlin Library, and he spoke on cactus. He's fantastic. He's just super dynamic and charismatic, and so he had this great presentation. The event was free. He's going to be in attendance at the park tomorrow, too. He loves this town. He wants to come check out the garden and make sure our irrigation's working. But he also is going to be here for the celebration. So if Searchlight has any ideas for him on how he can present horticulture information or irrigation workshops, like, he's a pretty good listener, and he loves coming here. We can ask him in person, too, when he's available. My boss should be here in attendance also tomorrow. So he's a pretty good set of ears if you have anything you personally would like to tell him, if you didn't think I was passing along any information. So real super good guy, and he'll be a good audience for you, too. The community garden, if you look out back, irrigation to the beds are in, thanks to the handiwork of Billy, who installed the hoses and the spigots and the adapters, and Don and Billy and Kayla erected and installed the storage. I started to help, and I have to come clean. I got heat exhaustion. Devin and I left early. We were here for 3.5 hours, and I haven't felt that way in a long time since I was a kid, so I'm going to come better prepared next time. But I helped hold things, but they put it all together, and it looks fantastic. So anybody who wants to peek at the garden after the meeting, we'll open it up and take a stroll through there. It's beautiful. We'll be in attendance at the summer celebration with a hoverball attraction. If you've never seen that, it's kind of a booth-style archery. Not real arrows. It'll have foam on the end, but the kids or the adults will learn how to draw a bow, and the ball hovers on air. That's being facilitated by like a blow-up jump house. So we're going to be next to the fire station, so we can plug in. And then you try and hit the ball off of that air that's keeping it off of the booth. She also is our sports specialist. She's going to be here. She's wondering if the community's interested in air pistol shooting, and she does the kids, and she's wondering if the kids would be interested. So our only thing, and I've talked to Kyle about it before, is having a safe space for that. We've used the grass in the field, and with summer, that's not really a problem, but in the fall, I think, is probably going to be our cooler choice. And so if there's some other options we have for maybe facilitating that here, I think we could probably get some interested parties. I think the kids will enjoy it. It's another thing they do up at camp, so they get to try their hand at air pistols. Our fall curriculum and first Lego robotics meetings for junior high students are going to resume in September, kind of after the new school year settles in and that schedule settles in. I mentioned last month that we're debating whether to bring back the elementary school before school program, which Devin ran in here, and then it had to do with food, so she would give the kids some type of breakfast food item, and then they would go to school in the morning. But there hasn't been any children's programming after school here, so we might be going back in the afternoon. So we're discussing that with Clark County right now to see where the best slot is where we can facilitate the kids. And we're also looking for a great First Lego League adult champion, community volunteer, to help those kids out. Devin and I did it last year. We can certainly do it again, but boy, we would like to have somebody from the community that could kind of not sponsor them, but maybe more mentor them. And we had talked to Luis before from Equinox Gold about maybe having one of the engineers. I just think that would be fantastic, that the kids could actually brainstorm with some of the adults that are actually in that industry. So just something to put at the back of your brain. If you think of something, please contact me. We're open to suggestions. I have the new Healthy Aging Living worksheets or pamphlets in the back for the month of June. It is Men's Health Month. And so there's a great article on the front page that Hans did. He's our chef at the camp. He does a good job with the kids too. They learn how to make pasta and pizza and eat healthy and incorporate herbs and fresh ingredients into their diet. So he did a whole article on that. So pretty cool if you want to grab one on your way out. And then we did get these back from the fair in Logandale. I don't know if the kids knew we did it, but we took some of their artwork and we put it into the Clark County Fair. The two boys that live in Cal Navari had made little first aid pouches from our Outdoor Nevada curriculum, and it was all machine sewn until the very end. They had to tell me how hard it was to hand sew the very end of it, but it was this beautiful pouch, and the inside has the four leaf clovers for 4-H, and then it has an outdoor themed fabric. And they took first place in both their age categories. One's older than the other. People in Logandale thought it was fantastic. So I gave them their blue ribbons. But the littles with Devin, they actually took mini pumpkins and painted. And this one is Chloe's. It's called The Fall. And she used pumpkin to do a little fall thing. And she took first place in her age category up in Logandale. And then little Marley, she's first grade, and hers is called the pumpkin pie because she was really trying to smash that pumpkin and make a pumpkin pie. So I just wanted to share that before the kids got it back. We had several kids take blue ribbons, first place in Logandale. So any opportunity we can to showcase the kids from Searchlight, we're funneling it through all the channels. So kind of fun. They like blue ribbons. Any questions for me?
Any questions from the public? Thank you, Kelly.
All right.
Appreciate all you do. Next informational item, receive a report from Tyler Young with Searchlight Library regarding current and upcoming programs.
Hello, Tyler Young, Y-O-U-N-G, manager for the Searchlight Library. Tomorrow's the big day. We prepared a whole year for this. It's the summer celebration. For those who can make it out, it's 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. in the town park. With the help of the SBO, we have PBS Kids, Apuikwame, we have Bureau of Land Management coming out, we're gonna have a face painter, somebody named Kurt Marsh is gonna put on a circus of bubbles as a grand finale for everybody. We also have Mark coming out to our table. Hopefully Equinox Gold will also make it, they were invited. We have the Kids Discovery Museum coming. So they're gonna be doing STEAM activities for families, for kids. We'll have ice cream, root beer floats, snacks, chips, subs. So we're gonna have a pretty big celebration at the park this year. I think we went all out and we're really looking forward to tomorrow. We also have, coming up this Saturday, I wanted to highlight this. They're called Science Heroes. They're gonna be here at 4 p.m. on Saturday. They're gonna do a whole variety of STEAM activities. I haven't seen them before. We're really excited to have them come out here for the first time though. And this is all for kids, so I hope if you guys know anybody, grandkids, your own kids, or anybody else, bring them on up here to the library 4 p.m. Saturday. That's gonna be a great time for them. And it's all free for the public.
Any questions from the public? Any questions from the board? Thank you for your presentation. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Next informational item, receive a report from Kyle Myers regarding current road conditions and public works concerns.
I have nothing to report in regards to public works this month. Somewhat unrelated to public works, RPM recently upgraded all of the lights at the park, the town park, around the fire station to new LED fixtures, so that's awesome. But I don't have anything else to report in regards to public works. Are there any questions or concerns? Any from the board? Hank.
Thank you, Kyle. Planning and Zoning, UC 240747, Benson Family Trust and Benson, Dennis W. and Pamela J. TRS, amended holdover use permit for outdoor storage and display. Waivers of development standards for the following: eliminate parking. Number two, eliminate street landscaping. Three, increase fence height, previously not notified. Number four, reduce access gate setbacks, previously not notified. Five, waive full off-site improvements. And six, alternative driveway geometrics. I don't know if that was a typo over there. Design review for proposed outdoor storage and display area on a portion of 0.66 acres in a commercial general zone generally located south of Hobson Street, 100 feet west of US 95 south, within Searchlight for possible action to the BCC on 6/18/2025.
It's going to be 7/2. Yeah, it's changed to 7/2.
It's 7/2. Thank you. Do I have the applicant here this evening?
Do you want to speak to
him? Yes, please.
We're Dennis and Pam Benson, BENSON. Address is 107-104 Nipton Road, Nipton, California. This is the first time we've ever done this, so I'm not sure what we're supposed to do here, but it's been almost a year to this point to do it, so.
Maybe you can just let us know what...
make a presentation about your item, and then
things that you want to have a waiver for, and
when we bought this property, it was about, you know, cleaning it up, and there was like a RV park or something there before there was wire and slab to cement and everything. We were just going to clean it up. Then we had our survey guy come out and survey it, and he told us that the doing property, because the surveys around this town are just really, they're not right. So he told us that 16 foot by 150 foot of our property was fenced off into their property. So there was a lot of stuff in that area, so we made a deal with the guy there because he already has his permit to have his business, and we thought, okay, let's go ahead and clean it up and fence it. And before we did all that, Riley and Reggie Dewing came up to us while we were cleaning the property, and we told them what we were planning on doing, and they thought it would be all right, you know, since I don't know if you've seen it, if everyone's seen how all the boats were everywhere at one time. Now they're at least contained behind the fence yard. So we started, you know, doing everything, and then this process went. We were just having help with the county on everything that we were doing. They told us what we needed to do, so it was in all of our paperwork.
And then, there's some waivers. Could you just briefly touch on those?
Well, I think the property has a 6-foot fence around it. It has screening around the front and the side. I don't think there's any. Well, here, after we use the waivers. I'd like to get a waiver of development standards for full site improvements to make this property sure that property has what it needs to operate as a professional level. We'd like a waiver of development standards for street landscaping and detached sidewalks landscaping per 30.04.01. This property has existing trees around it. They're shown in the map. We put the 6-foot fence around the property, and it does have screening around it. We could put more if it needs it. We'd like a waiver of development standards to not provide parking spaces. We would like a waiver for the 6-foot high fence within the front setback of a commercial property where 3 foot to the maximum feet is a maximum per 30.0403. We would like a waiver for this gate setback. The gate is on the property line where 50 foot is required for 30.04.03E. I don't know if you guys have the map where it shows where his entrance, they had us, you guys don't, I don't think have the map, the last map that we did, where it shows the footage from the middle of their driveway going into the middle of ours. So the property is fenced and partially screened, or you said that. All items in the yard, we're able to get to or not exposed over the fence. Like when you're on that street, we can't see back there. The yard, when we had it surveyed, had a couple of trailer containers on it, and the 16 by 150 foot yard was already being used by the boat shop before we purchased the property years prior. The property that facing Hobson Street had a very large trees in front and were hanging over into the street. We cut them back and cleaned it all up to the front area. The trees are still in the place where we just cut them back. We are asking for the Uniform Center drawing 222.1 commercial driveways to be waived. The yard inside of the fencing is compacted. We did add some material that is comparable to type 2 that compact and gravel to even out the yard. And I just said, please let us know if there's anything else we've missed.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to go ahead and open this up to the general public. Okay, so now this is a public hearing, and is there anyone that would like to speak on this item? You are allowed 3 minutes to speak.
Do you have the pictures, Some of the pictures? Can I give
it to you guys? Yeah. And so I'm opening this up to the public. Please come up to the podium, state your name, spell your last name, and your address, please. Going to close this to public comment if there's no more questions or presentations. Not at this time because you've already made your presentation, but thank you.
But there was something that was said about other stuff, and I would like to address that if I could.
Yeah, go ahead and take the podium, please. Thank you.
sure we have other properties, but like Cottonwood Cove property here, we were doing our zoning on that property, and there is someone else that has a property that's down the way, and when we were in the middle of doing our zoning, they asked me, because they weren't allowed to have it on there, if they could put it on my property, because I was going through my zoning, and I was adding it on there before I found out they wanted to have half of it covered and stuff like that, so I asked them to move. But someone in the community came to me and told me that if I didn't make sure they left my property, I was going to get code enforcement called on me. I took care of that. Those people were out of my property. I'm still dealing with that, and it's not that I'm slow. I am working with somebody. And then also Las Vegas came in and DOT came in. So it is a government facility there, everything that they have going on. And I was told this by the planning and zoning. And so I'm still doing all that. And right now it's getting finished because he was on vacation for the last month. So it should have already been done months ago. All right? Another property that we purchased that has paving on it, we didn't do that. Someone else did that. And we're trying to rectify it. And right now, like I asked you earlier, that we will remove it if we have to. Because I'm not going to pay anybody $20,000, $40,000 to do what that guy didn't do. But our plans in this community is to come here and do good things for this community. Anything that we, like, I don't know, everybody's seen the eyesore of the boats that were all over the road out there. And we didn't want to rent to him. He's the last person that we wanted to rent our property to. But there was no other way because he already had it in there. And so what we're supposed to do, the guy's in the hospital right now, and he might not even be able to come and function there. So he'll probably be gone. So whatever's going to happen with us there, as soon as he leaves, that all goes away. We take our fence and put it on the other side. But the property owner told us that they were okay with where the fence was so he can clean up the mess, because code enforcement's been called on them many times. And our thing is just to clean it up. We are not here to, like, we have eight properties and getting ready to close on another one. We're not here to mess with the community or do anything wrong to the community. I have texts here that were sent to the property owner from the lady that was just up here, telling her a bunch of lies about us, and he texted them to me. He took pictures of them and sent them to me. I think that is very wrong for a person to sell a person a piece of property and then go behind their back when they know exactly what they want to do to that property and then spearhead the whole town and gets everything they want to do. That is not
with all due respect, Ms. Benson, if we could keep that discussion on the item.
Okay, I'm going to open this up to the board now for their comments. Natalie?
I've read through all the information. I thought it was fairly clear on what was in the paperwork and the pictures, so I don't have any additional questions.
Kyle?
I have a couple. You mentioned moments ago that if the business were to close, you plan to remove your footprint on the property? If you could come up to the speaker's podium, please.
We would remove the access gate to the other property and put it on the front where it would go.
Could you step up to the speaker's podium?
Just so we can get a recording. Thank you.
When his lease is done, we've already talked to the property owner, and he knows that as soon as his lease is done and he's done, the whole property will be cleaned off. The gate will be removed from the access point for him to put his stuff in, and it would go back out on the street side.
And from what you were saying moments ago also, that's what it's kind of leaning towards with his health.
Huh?
Is that what it's kind of leaning towards at this time with
his health? Well, that's
what
we wanted to do in the beginning, but realized that there's an eyesore there, and we thought the community would be happy with us if we got all that stuff off the street. But as soon as he closes his business, because I think he only has 2 years left for his business, because they're not going to give him another lease. And he's sick right now. I'm just getting out of the hospital today. He's been sick for the last 4 months. And I don't know what's going to happen with him. but I know as soon as his lease is done, because it's been 20 years, he did it with Burley, right? And
right.
So as soon as that's done, Reggie is not going to lease to him again. He's going to have to remove everything, sell his business or whatever. But we plan on taking the property back and put it the way we wanted it, because we wanted it to just to clean it up, fix it up, and, you know, I mean, later on do something with it, or somebody comes and they have something they want to do. But this was not our plan to make a bigger mess. It was just to contain the mess that's already at hand.
I do have one question, actually. On items 1 through 4, why haven't you followed the code?
What?
On items 1 through 4 that you're asking on waivers, what was the reason? Because you said you've been dealing with this for a year. Why haven't you made those changes?
Well, no, we opened it back. This whole thing was opened back, and it was many, you know, when you go to the county, it's like, you know, putting everything together, and they're helping you to put it. Because I did it myself. This is the first time I've ever been through anything like this. And so they were really helpful over there. And now it's even, it streamlines lines faster, because you get the same person to work with. Before it was like you have all these different people every time you go in, but now they made it where there's the same person when you go in to work with, you're working with the same person, because like different people, they don't know, they just see the notes, and then they're going, oh, you need to do this, and you need to do that, you need to do that. So constantly, I mean, I have a folder at home that's that thick of all the changes that I had to make while I'm doing this.
Right, but there's still those 4 that, in my opinion, some of them are fairly significant, that would make an improvement that, based on staff recommendations in here, shouldn't be that difficult to change, but it hasn't been done.
Oh, in the front?
It's there are 6 items, items 1 through 4.
On
1, 2, 3, and 4.
Are you talking about page 5, Natalie?
Yeah, if you go back to page, oh, there's not a page number here. It lists them in order if you go back.
I can read it, I have it right here. Waiver of development standards,
yeah, right,
number
here.
1.
They don't even know.
Well, staff acknowledges that outdoor storage and display generally does not have a high volume of traffic. Staff believes that on-site parking should still be provided. Title 30 requires parking for all different types of uses to ensure that sites are properly developed and to ensure the parking for the site does not occur in areas that may impede the surrounding area or property rights of way. The site was developed without permits before this application and no parking was added. Therefore, this is a self-imposed hardship. Staff cannot support this request, and this is again the staff at Clark County.
I didn't hear a word you were saying. It was like not level.
So I assume you have these comments. I assume you have these comments from the staff and the recommendations.
I have no comments.
The staff report.
The staff report.
No, she's got comments from somebody that I've never seen.
Well, there's a number of development standards that you're asking for a waiver for, and that's why we're here tonight. Staff has said at Clark County Planning Commission down there that 1, 2, 3, 4, they don't support your request for those waivers. And so I guess that's what we're here for tonight, is kind of your explanation of why we should not go and follow what the staff is asking for.
And then there's items 5 and 6, which they said they could find no objection to 5 and 6, but 1, 2, 3, and 4, they have an objection to, because they think you should be able to do it, is the basic comment.
Well, I only did what I was told to do, so I don't know what to say to any of these.
Okay, so you're...
I don't have it. He has parking spaces on the front. This is just adding to his already... He already has a permit for his thing, and this is just adding to his. He has parking spaces, and he has all that stuff.
But they're separate parcels.
Huh?
But they're separate parcels.
Parcels
with different owners.
And you're the owner of this parcel, so it would be your...
But it's an enclosed yard that doesn't really have need for parking because it's being used by the owner who has his boat storage there. His business is in the front. He's just using it to get some of the vessels off of the street while he repairs them. That's all the yard is being used for. And then they go back to the owner. So for access for parking, it's not needed there.
Right.
There is somebody in a trailer that was watching his place there, but that was there before we even bought that property. There's been a trailer back there with his helper in it for a couple of years.
But that doesn't make it okay.
Yeah,
well, I'm not saying it's okay.
And the county is very clear if you buy property and if there's...
And you're the owner now.
Let me finish. I know the county makes it very clear. If you buy a property, even if you... If there was a building there that didn't meet the code standards, parking, whatever, you have to deal with it, the current owner. And that's just the way it is. So, I mean.
Part of purchasing property is you need to bring it up to the code and the standards.
Well, I'm trying to.
No, I understand so, that. But yeah. it looks like there are still some that have not been done at this point.
Well, I never did get it. I didn't get any of this from them before this meeting happened. And I'll tell you what, I've been in there many times. And they've canceled, and they had me redo stuff. But I never seen this.
Okay.
So like I said, this is the first time I've done this.
Okay.
And there were a few of these items that said that you weren't previously notified as we read through this as well. So. So the other development standard for waiver was also the landscaping. That it looks like you're wanting to waive that, and also the limitations on the fence height, and also the access gate setbacks. So those are the four things.
Yeah, the way the ground slopes in front of the fence, it's kind of difficult to do any landscaping with planting the trees on the steep slope. We're about more than 5 feet in from the property line where our fence goes. But it's such a steep slope that it might be difficult to add more landscaping.
There's three trees there right now.
So we're asking for a waiver for shrubbery and the parking, of course. And the trailer with the watchman, you know, I don't know what to say. It's been there for a while. We can sure have him.
I know the business's property, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mark, is zoned for mixed zoning.
I believe you're right on that.
So that would give the mixed zoning property the capability to have one on site. The commercial, not mixed zoning?
General commercial, I feel like.
I believe the mixed zoning is the only zone that allows for pretty much housing on the commercial parcel. Yes? So I think that would be a zoning issue regarding the...
Yeah, it's zoned commercial zone according to my document here.
Commercial general. Mm-hmm. It's zoned commercial general, so no one can live on the property.
I think it's commercial.
It is. It says it in the paperwork.
That's on there, the 6 foot fence. If you go down that street, because it's up on a hill, that property sits up on a hill. And so the 6 foot fence is, it's like putting a higher, an 8 foot fence. And then all along, haven't we heard that you're not? Yeah, it's like when you're
back
there.
Aren't they asking for an 8 foot fence?
Yeah. No, it's saying there's a limitation on the height so that people can't come and build 10-foot fences around everything. So it's a limitation of height. It's the other way around.
Gotcha.
In my understanding,
yeah, so I can read that. So limitations on fence height within front setbacks are put in place to avoid a canyon effect and to maintain the aesthetics of the area. In this case, staff finds that the fence within the front setback could have been installed outside of the setback area with minimal loss of storage space. The fence was installed within the front setback without permits prior to this application.
Is the business open?
His business? He hasn't, no, he hasn't, he's been gone since the end of last year. He got sick when he went to the Philippines. He's been basically in a beach chair the 3 months he was over there, couldn't work, couldn't lift his arms. He's got something that happened with the COVID shot. They had to fly him back here. He was in the hospital for the last month he was there. They flew him back here, and he's been in UMC. They put him in for 3 weeks into a rehab. So today, actually, he was supposed to come home with a walker and a wheelchair. So I don't know what's going to happen from here.
I pray for his recovery. But so the business has been closed for about a year.
It's closed.
It's closed.
Okay. He just has somebody there. You know how people like to, you know, there's a lot of theft and stuff around here, and the person he has there watching is to make sure nobody goes in there and robs anyone.
How did the vehicles get onto your property?
Huh?
How did all the vehicles get onto your property if the business has been closed?
How the vehicles? Because when he was still here, it kind of just evolved because he already had stuff there. And we took the fence down in the middle so we could put our fence up the other way. And then it just ended up being, it was better for the community, to us, for him to be able to get all the stuff that was everywhere on the street and put into there.
Yeah, I totally see where you're coming from. I do.
You know, it might not be the right thing to do, but there's like, you know, when code enforcement's getting called
right
every other day on stuff, you know, you're trying to do the best for the community to alleviate the eyesore. And you know how that eyesore has been. Soon he'll be out of there, you know, and we're just trying to get to the point where we feel like we've been robbed because we didn't plan on doing this. It was just, to us, it was the best thing that we could do for the community, knowing, I mean, we've been coming up here and doing things in this community for over 40 years. Dennis, even longer. And, I mean, I don't want to come and buy your property and start doing shady stuff on it, you know? I was trying to open up a salon over here, and I couldn't even do that.
Any more comments from the board? Questions? Does anyone want to make a motion? I'd like to make one. Approval of the waivers of development standards 5 and 6, but denying the waivers of development standards 1 through 4, and the design review should be denied.
I'll second that.
Any comments? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion passed.
And I just want to make a clerical note, so I know it's listed as being on the 618 BCC. For the applicant, it's going to be on the 721. So it'll be on the next agenda that's posted by the county commission, but at that meeting, the commissioner and aft and the commissioners will motion to hold it until 7-2 for final action. So no need to go there on the 618. If you'd like to go on 7-2, you can, but the recommendation reports it will be presented there. So.
Okay, next zoning issue. WS 250390 DHINV Cottonwood Apartments LP, waiver of development standards to reduce the setbacks for proposed carports in conjunction with an existing multifamily residential development on 1.7 acres in an RM18 residential multifamily zoning, generally located south, north of Surprise and east of Nevada Street within Searchlight. For possible action to the PC 0 on 07/01/2025. Is there an applicant here tonight on that?
Chair, would you like to continue with the item or motion to hold the item?
Why don't we hold that item? Till we get some community response. I know many people just got the little card in the mail today, so I'd like to give it at least another 30 days.
And then I just want to give clarification. I know on the card, so they actually mail those out based on the Planning Commission, the Board of County Commissioner. So a lot of the BCC meeting or the PC meeting, and a lot of times they come right before, right after a town board meeting. It's not like that to not let everyone know. It's more of they have to do it legally based on that. I think it's like a 2 or 3 week period. So that's why it sometimes seems like it might come right away. And we hear that from all of our town boards that they don't come in enough time, but it's actually based on the final action board. So just a little heads up.
Should we not motion to hold them?
Yeah, you can hold because the applicant's
not here.
I was just saying for the card.
Yeah, go ahead and make your motion then.
I'd like to make a motion that we hold the zoning item.
I second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. General business, none. Comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Anyone have some public comments tonight?
I'll just make one quick announcement. So for the Friends of Abiquime, on the first Saturday at Walking Box Rents, there'll be one on Saturday, July 5th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Walking Box. And there'll be some presentations about Claribel, and I believe there'll be a tour of the Walking Box Ranch house as well that day. And going through that. So hopefully it should be a fun event. So hope people can come out.
Thank you. Any other comments or announcements? All right, next meeting date is June 25th, 2025. Meeting is adjourned.
That one's just going to be for zoning.
Just a zoning item on the 25th, guys.
Yeah, not our normal meeting.
Thanks, everybody, for coming. Have a good evening.